Welcome to Mindfulness for Sales Professionals. I'm Joy Raines.
And I'm Bill Raines.
And we're here to help you increase sales the mindful way.
Let's get started. Today we're talking about listening.
Ah.
Active listening.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think back to elementary school, the teacher would say, "Listen up, everyone. Pay attention." But did you get any information on how to actively listen?
Right. People are taught how to read and write, and maybe they're taught public speaking skills, but listening skills are skills that are just not often taught.
You're so right, Joy. And you just have returned from a conference where you made a presentation, and you have some examples of listening.
Yeah. So I'm just back from this incredible conference in Boston called Inbound. I was really excited to have the opportunity to present a couple of sessions on how to focus on customers using mindfulness and active listening skills. And I talked about how people's minds can wander when they try to listen. I gave this example. Let's say you're coming back from this conference and you see your neighbor, and the neighbor says, "Hey, how was the conference?" And you say, "Oh, it was great. It was so energizing." And then your neighbor goes on to talk for about 15 minutes about an energizing conference they went to earlier in the year.
Uh-huh.
So what happened here is your neighbor's mind wandered away from your experience into their own experience. And this type of thing happens all the time. It's just the nature of the mind to wander to one's own experiences.
Their mind is wandering and it's going to something that relates to their past.
Right. I was teaching people to train their minds to keep a focus on the present moment instead of wandering to their stuff. And as we talked about in our second episode, STUFF is an acronym for stories, thoughts, urges, frustrations, and feelings. And it's natural to want to talk about your experience, but in a sales situation, you want to keep your focus on customer needs. So it's so important to keep your attention on your customers.
You're so right. So the airplane trip back, you had an interesting story as well, Joy. You had a seatmate that made you realize it's very easy not to use that skill.
Right. As I was putting my suitcase back in the overhead, I was struggling, and the young man sitting by the window was kind enough to help me. And I said, "Thank you. You know, I have a torn rotator cuff, so it's a little hard for me." And he said, "Oh, yeah, you know, I know how you feel. I tore my rotator cuff playing sports at Penn State." So I said, "Oh, my daughter went to Penn State. What year did you graduate?" So see what I did? I completely diverted the conversation to my own experience. And I was a little embarrassed when I realized what I was doing because I wasn't practicing what I taught.
But I think we go to what's comfortable, and that relating that experience to our daughter going to Penn State as well as our son-in-law.
Right. So what we're going to get into in the next episode are the specific tools you can use to listen mindfully and keep your attention on your customer.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
So please subscribe and tell your friends. And thanks for listening.
Stay tuned for the meditation coming up next. And please do not listen to this while driving or doing anything else requiring your full attention. This meditation engages your imagination to help you practice focusing on your customer. So to start, please take a comfortable seat that you can hold for a couple of minutes. Gently lower your eyelids to a soft gaze or a full close. And just for a moment, notice that you're breathing. You may want to notice your chest rising and falling with each inhale and exhale. Or perhaps you'll notice the coolness of the air as you breathe in, and its warmth as you breathe out. As much as you can, try to relax your body and just allow your spine to support you and the seat and floor beneath you to support you. And try to release any muscles not being used to support you right now. Now bring your imagination to a time when you'll be meeting with a customer, whether on the phone or in person. And imagine being completely focused on what your customer is saying, noticing your customer's verbal and nonverbal communication. Look into your customer's eyes and know that in this moment, this present moment, what your customer is saying is the most important thing to attend to right now. And listen to them with a sense of curiosity, knowing that you may have an opportunity to help your customer solve their problems with your product or service. Simply keep your focus on your customer, and if your mind wanders to thoughts about what they're going to think of what you're saying or whether you'll close the sale, let those thoughts go and bring your attention back to your customer again and again and again.